pleasure to introduce Cindy Goldstein. She's a PhD plant biologist and a certified homebrew judge for the last 18 years. She's also event planner for HOPS. Although that's, what does HOPS stand for, Cindy?
HOPS stands for Homebrewers on Pacific Shores, and that's our homebrew club here on Oahu. We have more than one homebrew club on Oahu, and HOPS has been around for about almost 15 years now.
All right. Well, this is quite a subculture that we're going to be introduced to here, the beer drinkers on Oahu anyway. And we thought we'd find out a little bit about beer to begin with. Cindy, I do not know a thing about beer. So we've got a little bit of a tasting in front of us. Beth Ann, you're joining us. Okay.
Terrific. Well, beer judging is something that comes under the Beer Judge Certification Program. A lot of home brewers, you know, brew for fun and brew what they like. And some brewers like to enter the beer into competitions. Mm-hmm. And so there's actually an organization that does help certify beer judges. And they also have developed guidelines for what a particular type of beer should have in terms of taste and aroma and different characteristics. So are we ready to jump right in?
I guess so.
Okay. So we have with us here today a red ale, which is an amber ale, and we also have a porter. So the red ale is a locally owned brewery from Mehana over on Hawaii Island.
Right.
In and in beer judging terms, we would call this an amber ale.
Okay.
So I have in front of me some guidelines from the Beer Judge Certification Program. The first thing we do is aroma, because once you taste it, you have a hard time with aroma. So we're going to give it a sniff. And I smell something kind of sweet. Mm-hmm. And not too much in the way of hops. So for an amber ale, we would expect to have kind of a malty sweetness in its character, which I perceive. Do you perceive that?
Is that malt? I'm not sure.
Yes,
what I'm
that's
smelling.
Malt.
Some
that's
sweetiness.
Something sweet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not too much hops. Mm-hmm. Okay, now we're going to take a sip.
Mm.
And we don't spit it out like some other sorts of things. We get to actually taste it. And in this case, you know, again, it's got a bit of a malty character, a
what
sweetness.
What is that malt flavor? What is that?
It comes from the barley, mm-hmm. and you can have different sorts of descriptions. For in this case, it's more of a caramel kind of toffee. Other descriptions for malt might be biscuit, toffee, caramel, bread-like, and then you get some darker sorts of tastes, a chocolate, a coffee. So in this case, it's sort of a sweet, kind of smooth malt taste, which is something we'd expect in an amber ale. We also look at the color when we do beer judging, and this is sort of a reddish color. They call it a red ale, and an amber should have sort of a reddish color. So we also look at the balance. So sometimes we'll say, is there more hops? Do we taste and smell different types of hop, resin, piney, fruity,
ooh,
floral? So we use a lot of descriptors for what we're perceiving. And people have different taste perception and perception for smell. And not everybody can taste and smell some of the characteristics.
Okay.
But that is what we're looking for, and we're looking for that balance.
This is a much darker beer.
This
right
is
here.
A much darker beer. This is from Lanikai Brewing over in Kailua, and this is their pillbox porter. So again, we'll give this a sniff. And for a porter, we would expect to have a little bit more of a chocolate, maybe a coffee, again, kind of toffee or grainy. Do you get any of those?
That's, already I'm happy. Yes.
Yeah. Can we taste it now?
No. Now we can taste it. And often the taste is very similar to the aroma.
It's kind of almost, yeah, there's a little coffee-ishness in there.
And chocolate.
Chocolate.
And there's a fullness and a richness.
Yes.
So and the mouthfeel, yeah, you're right.
And you've picked up one of the other things that we talk about as a descriptor, the mouthfeel. Is it full-bodied? Is it medium-body? Do I taste in the balance more sweet, more alcohol, more hops? So this is a very nice example of a porter where we're getting some very good sorts of tastes in the malt. And by malt, we usually mean barley. and other grains that are added. And
so these
not
are
so
the
much
kinds
hops.
Of characteristics and ingredients that home brewers juggle to make just exactly the kind of drink they want, right?
Yes, and It's an exciting time for home brewing and craft beer brewing, because what we see is a lot more emphasis on local ingredients. So, for instance, Lanikai Brewing has explored putting in ingredients like hibiscus or lemongrass.
Ooh.
Or other sorts of local ingredients. We'll see coconut added to beer. So there's an emphasis, just as in many other realms, to have local ingredients as well as foundation styles of traditional beer styles.
So Lanikai, they've got a brew pub?
So Lanikai is more of a brewery. You can go and taste and then purchase growlers and bottles. They
growlers.
Mostly
do you know what that is? I just found out the other day. A whole English word I never heard of.
You get to bring your own and fill it up.
Yes, you get to bring your own.
Think of it as a tiny keg.
About half gallon, although I was just recently over on Hawaii Island at Big Island Brew House.
Okay.
And they will actually also sell you their wonderful craft brew that they'll sell you in a little canning jar, which you can bring your canning jar and get that refilled as well.
Oh, gosh, that's just adorable, right? Look, now there's a homebrew scene on every island, I've just found out. And there also is a terrific beer pub scene on Oahu. What are some of the places and what are the characteristics that you could just point to quickly?
So we've been looking at whether the scene would grow here over time. It has in many other parts of the country, and we're seeing a real growth of that now in the support of our local craft brewers. The Aloha Beer Company, which is on Queen Street, recently opened. That is a venture. Dave Campbell is the brewer there, excellent brewer, and he was the original brewer at Sam Choi's and also was the homebrew store owner way in the early days. So he went from being a home brewer to being a commercial brewer, and we see that quite a bit.
People are loving that place, I notice.
And then Lanikai Brewing, we mentioned, they've been very supportive of the local homebrew community, doing a lot with local ingredients, and their emphasis in their brewery was on energy efficiency and capture of energy and to be very conscious of that in their design of their brewery. We have Beer Lab, which is near University and King. They're doing a lot of experimental beers, as their name would indicate, with different strains of yeast, different ingredients. We have Waikiki Brewing, which is right at the start of Ala Moana Boulevard in Waikiki.
Oh,
and
that's
a very good brewery, nice local brewery. And again, use of local ingredients, different sorts of types of beers. And you always look at your local customers. We usually have a desire to have something for the beer connoisseurs, the beer geeks that like, you know, lots of hops or lots of different sorts of things in their brews, or a lighter kind of golden ale. So we're seeing an explosion of this here.
Oh, my gosh, we are. And we've got to talk more about this, but our time is waning. So you're using your plant PhD right now, possibly in service of local brewers. Is that right?
Yes. So the Hawaii Department of Agriculture has sponsored a local grant to look at surveying the ability to grow hops here in Hawaii and to share that with people that are interested, farmers that might be interested in growing hops. So I'm certainly interested, and we have this up on the website, I believe, of people who have grown hops in the past successfully or not so successfully, very interested in that. And we're going to be reaching out to local farmers, beginning farmers, socially disadvantaged farmers and current farmers to see if there's interest in growing hops here in Hawaii.
Woo-hoo! Thanks so much, Cindy. We'll have to talk again. Dr. Cindy Goldstein's currently overseeing a Hawaii Department of Agriculture-funded project to study growing hops in Hawaii, and she's planning the next hops event on Oahu.